The U.S. market is returning from the holiday break, and traders are getting a little worried about an uptick in sentiment that may have run a little too far and fast. After all, a lot of this uptick was coming from an expectation the Fed will be needing to scale back its policy normalization timeline, and a lot of this is contingent on inflation cooling down. But everywhere we look, inflation is on the rise, and this could still be a major headache that forces the Fed to keep on with a more restrictive policy path. We got a sense of this in Europe earlier today with Eurozone inflation easily exceeding already elevated expectations and trading up to a fresh record high. All of this adds pressure on the ECB to be upping its rate hike timeline, but we also know the ECB has been less inclined to be wanting to move in this direction. And so it's back to seeing risk off and the US dollar running higher as fuller trading conditions return post the US holiday break in what could already be a volatility-inspired session on account of the month-end flow. Interestingly enough, correlations are breaking down a bit when it comes to cryptocurrencies. Last week, when stocks were rallying, crypto was under pressure. Today, US equity futures have turned down and crypto is holding up relatively well. Looking ahead, we get Canada GDP, US case Shiller, Chicago PMIs, and Dallas Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.